Five phalanx of police, about 30 deep, coming at us. They were formed up on 14th Street. They've now entered in behind the fence. They're gathered up. Reports have it is that they're coming this way.
Does it look like
anyone steps into the street between the curb, they aim the tear gas at or the pepper spray at them. So things are definitely starting to get a little tense again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you were just listening to Annette, who is coming from downtown D.C., telling you more about what's taking place between protesters and police. I'm going to give you a few updates on what is taking place. One of those updates include at 3:15 p.m., apparently, much of the first three blocks of Pennsylvania has a significant anti-Bush presence. Hard to pick pro-Bush demonstrators out of some segments. A 3:05 p.m. spot in the fence near 14th and Penn. I think that's what Annette was talking about. It's near Willard Hotel. Actually, I was wrong. There's no theater. There's no federal building. It's Willard Hotel where Annette is. They've rattled the fence. I think we have a call, actually, so we're going to go to that call.
Maureen, go ahead.
Hi. I'm standing on 14th Street, right at 14th and Penn. I'm sandwiched right in between the Willard and the Marriott Hotels, and a whole mess of riot police have basically come up and cleared out the street. They formed a human wall so that their backs are to the inside of the street, and pretty much there was a lot of skittish reaction on the part of the crowd when they first came up, because most of us have gotten pepper sprayed quite a bit so far today. But after about a minute and a half, hundreds of people pretty much have hit the street, and they are chanting against the police, who are non-reacting. They're not reacting at all. But periodically, they keep pushing out to push people back. So there's nothing happening right now, just a lot of protesters and riot police, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, thanks, Maureen.
Yep.
Okay, so we are still getting lots of phone calls.
DC Indy Media.
Hey, I've got two breaking news for you, but I don't know if you want them or not.
Okay,
if you want to,
we're going to get some breaking news.
Yeah, hang on just one second. Let me grab a pen. Hold.
So check it out. We're actually live on air. Beth, just to let you know, we are live on air. So
thank you. Okay,
we're
going to
get some more information.
All right, at approximately 3:30 at 13th and Pennsylvania, there was a group of anarchists outside of the fence who torched an American flag, went up in flames. So they also pushed the, I guess they'd been at a same, and earlier, like maybe half hour before, they'd been pepper sprayed at that same intersection. And then there was a girl who was just arrested one street up. That was 13th and GH, I guess. And she was just arrested like 15 minutes ago. She had dreadlocks, but she's the only person I've seen arrested so far.
Okay.
But she was from that same group as they were moving away from the fence.
Do you know what group?
I don't know. It was a group of anarchists that had been pepper sprayed and are the same group that had torched the flag, but that doesn't mean that she has any affiliation with them.
Okay.
But that was at 3:30 is when they torched the flag, and it was approximately 15 minutes ago that the girl got arrested and put in the paddy wagon. And I believe she has legal support.
Okay. Do you know, is there anything that she had done? Was there any activity around her getting arrested?
I don't know. It was thinning out, and all of a sudden I saw a bunch of riot police come out, and they didn't do anything, so I thought nothing of it, and all of a sudden there was a girl on the ground. And I have video of it, but it doesn't really say much.
Okay. If you can bring the video in or maybe do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't
awesome.
Worry about it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, you all, we're still getting phone calls. I'm going to try to, close this off before the phone hangs up so you don't get annoyed by the clicking sounds. We're going to have some guests come in. I had someone on our IRC chat said, less music, more talk. And so I'm listening, and there are a few people who have said that, but I'm not going to talk just to talk. So I'm going to get as many people to come in. And so stay tuned, because we really want you to stay tuned. We want you to tell us what's going on. And And I'm still trying to find out how many people have been arrested in the last day, which is really hard because I think the phones are really busy at the contact that I have with the police. So, you know, we need to see what's going on with that. So while that's going on, I'm going to do like a 30-second music break and come back with you because we're going to have our guest come in and try to get some phone updates. Thanks.
Bush.